MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, this is a worrying turn of events. The South African Human Rights Commission chairperson Chris Nissen has urged authorities in the Eastern Cape government to implement what he terms sustainable food security programs to prevent more people from dying from hunger. I want to give you a local perspective now. I'm in conversation with Dr. Eileen Carter, who is head of the commission in the Eastern Cape. And Doctor, first of all, then, maybe just a broad overview of the current situation regarding food security in the province. Just how bad is it?
So yeah, you would note, Jeremy, I think it was last year where we issued our malnutrition report, which reflected not only in the malnutrition within the Eastern Cape, but also nationally. And it raised very big red flags. So at that stage, we did say that there needs to be a consideration that the Eastern Cape be declared a disaster area in respect of malnutrition and hunger. And then moving forward and then having reflected on also the answers that we have been given by government as well as other stakeholders, we then decided we needed to move towards a forward-looking approach. And we then hosted this Imbizo, inviting government, business and NPOs as well as tertiary institutions around the table so that we can look at the steps to be taken to move forward.
Why is the Eastern Cape so vulnerable?
You know, Jeremy, it is a national concern as well, because if you look at the 2023 General Household Survey, 14.1% of South African households ran out of money to buy food in the past year. But in the Eastern Cape, food insecurity is particularly high due to historical land disposition and underutilization of agricultural potential. But we also have a massive socioeconomic concern in terms of poverty and unemployment, which are significant barriers to achieving food security. And that is why we need to intervene quite urgently, because it's a generational concern. When children are hungry now, the effects of malnutrition on them is not going to be only felt now, it's going to be felt in the future as well.
What progress, if any, has in fact been made by the Eastern Cape government?
There has been responses to the Human Rights Commission, and we're very thankful for the Office of the Premier as well taking the lead. During the SOPA address, the Premier indicated steps being taken. Treasury was the first ones coming on board to say that they will be expressly monitoring. We've been engaging with DSD as well as rural development on a few steps that are being taken, especially as well as national DSD. But it's an urgent matter. And luckily, when we did discuss these issues recently, there was a clear indication from the relevant stakeholders that there is a rapid response team that the Office of the Premier is now going to be coordinating to address these concerns. But unfortunately, Jeremy, it's not enough. And that is why we then came to the table to say, how can we innovatively think about the solutions and take the next steps?
What would a state of disaster actually mean, the declaration thereof?
So it would mean that we can put in particular focus in the area. And also, you know, if you look at the definitions, it means that a disaster occurs when communities and the people affected can no longer come up with the solutions themselves. So it would relax a few issues. It would get funding from national, etc. But that would be almost a short-term relief. When we look at this, Jeremy, it's a holistic concern. It's something that is not new. And we need to look forward in terms of a cooperative solution, which can include a range of elements that we can put in place. So, I mean, there are policy and legislative gaps currently. There are infrastructure and resource allocations concerns as well, systemic issues. I mean, historical land dispossession continues to affect the African majority's ability to produce food, and it exacerbates food insecurity. So we need to look at this as a wholesale approach and not in an abstract manner.
Is it a problem of production, logistics and distribution, or funding, or a combination of all of it?
It's an absolute combination of all of it. There's inadequate infrastructure, there's such as irrigation systems and storage facilities, for example. It hampers agricultural productivity and food distribution as well. So there's also bigger issues than that, Jeremy. I mean, 30% of produced food in South Africa end up in landfill sites. So that amounts to millions of tons of wasted food annually. So there's a collective of concerns that we need to systemically address, but also we need to look at the inefficiencies in resource allocation, which sometimes, and this led the Human Rights Commission to host its inquiry, it results in unspent funds for food security being returned to Treasury. So these are all elements that we need to collaboratively address. And I do think, though, that there are solutions, not necessarily wholesale solutions, but next steps that we can take to address the scourge.
And if the current trajectory continues, what's the outlook?
Like I say, it is a generational concern. And internationally, there has been fingers pointed by, special rapporteurs to say there are elements that South Africa is simply not putting in place. We are not on track to reach the SDG 2 goal that says zero hunger. So we need to look at what those recommendations were, those recommendations also, which were reflected in the Human Rights Commission's recommendations in our malnutrition report, which, for instance, is to say we need to increase the child support grant. What about a Right to Food Act, Jeremy, in terms of Section 27? You know, when we speak water, when we speak social assistance, when we speak health, we have legislation and domestic legislation on all of those, but we don't have a law of general application when it comes to food. So that would, for instance, then be able to limit a Consumer Goods Act, which sometimes plays a role in companies not wanting to donate their food. So these are all elements we have to take into consideration now, else we are going to look at a national crisis, as I've reflected already in the General Household Survey.
Dr. Eileen Carter, thank you very much indeed, the head of the South African Human Rights Commission in the Eastern Cape.